Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana from Customer Support returning a call. How may I service you today?
Yes, who are you with, ma'am?
Customer Service Support.
Yeah, I was dealing with Chase Bank about insurance, and they say that it came from you guys for amount that I'm not don't recall, or from a company I don't recall. So I was trying to track down and figure out what it was for.
Yes, sir. If you could provide me with that zip code, I can better serve you.
Well, what now?
Your zip code?
78660.
That's 78660. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Bobby Giles, Giles.
Give me 1 second, sir, while I try to locate the account. Give me 1 second, sir, okay? Because I'm
Yes,
not
okay.
seeing an account with your name. And can you spell that
Okay.
name for me?
Bobby and then Giles, G as in
How you
girl,
spell? You
I.
said Bobby,
Yes.
Bobby.
Yes.
And
And
Giles,
Giles,
Giles.
Yes.
Okay. Is it? Can you verify your shipping address for me?
3208 Hawk Swoop Trail in Pflugerville, Texas, 78660.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second to go and look at the account. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm sorry, the computer's kind of slow.
Yeah, I'm good. Just do
I
what you
don't
need to do.
have. You calling it to cancel the account, sir?
No, I'm calling to see what was charged and why I owe it was the amount of $67, but I don't recall what it's for. It's what the problem is.
It say you signed up for the entry to win the technical bag. That was for $7.95, and they was trying to charge you the full retail price of the product because you had failed to cancel the trial for it.
For what now?
The technical bag.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a butt bag, sir, with multiple pockets for the convenience of it could be hikers, campers.
No, the only thing I saw was that it was, and I thought it came from it was a T-Mobile promotion, and they say, "Here you want this prize? Which one do you want?" That's all it said.
Yes, sir. It's an
It came from
entry to win.
T-Mobile.
It's an entry to
I didn't
win.
see the part about the entry.
Yes, sir, and I understand that.
And it says there's some shipping and handling. So that was the only thing that I agreed to pay. I didn't agree to pay $67. So I don't know how that was misunderstood. And I didn't sign and I didn't agree to pay that amount. I agreed to pay the shipping and handling. That was it.
Yes, sir.
And
Yes, sir.
you said there was something about a cancellation?
Yes,
I
sir.
didn't. What do you mean a cancellation? What would cancellation be for what? What do you mean a cancellation for what?
Yes, sir. Somebody had already canceled your account due to maybe your bank or somebody had already canceled it out on their end. I'm not really sure, sir. It has a lot of declined payments. So I don't know if they canceled it out on their own.
Okay, so my bank is now charging me $67.32. And that's what I'm trying to figure out what that's for.
It was for the technical bag, sir, on the 6th of September.
I didn't want the technical bag. The only thing the bag said, the bag was free. So shoes, free gift. Hey, and then it had some that had shipping and handling on. That was one of them that had shipping and handling. I didn't see anything about and it said free gift on the advertisement. Does that not say free gift on there? Congratulations, you won a free gift?
Yes, sir.
That's my concern. I mean, it's their free gift, and then it's like a bait and switch.
I understand that. But your account has been canceled out, sir. Anything else I can help you with today?
What had been canceled out? I don't understand what.
Yes,
what
sir,
do you mean, account?
Yes, sir. You called in today. You called in about a purchase made on September the 7th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. When I look into your account, I don't know if your bank canceled it out or a customer you may have talked to or an agent you may have talked to have canceled your account out. But I had went back in and canceled your account out because you say you have no knowledge of this product. Okay?
So why is my bank saying now? Why is my bank charging me from their end?
I don't know why they're just not pulling out a purchase from the 7th, sir. But on my end, the other purchases have been declined. So I can't give you no money back for a purchase we did not take money out for. Now, the one that we did take out for, which was the 7th, that you said you thought was a free gift, I will have to transfer you to someone who can give you a refund on that because it's in September.
Yeah, because I say I'm
but it is stated
I
in the terms and conditions that you will be paying the full retail price of that product if you do not cancel. It was not free, sir. It was a free entry. It was a free recommend gift at a discounted price.
Okay, so I guess I misunderstood what was actually being said once I saw free gift. Congratulations,
yes,
you won a free gift. So is that somebody I can speak to about that?
I'm willing to help you, sir, if you let me know what else I can help you with.
I'd like to get my money refunded back. If you want the bag back, I can send it back.
Do.
I don't know what else to do.
Yes, sir. You did receive the product?
A bag? I don't even know where it's at now because it wasn't like, okay, it's a free gift. So it wasn't like something I really wanted or needed.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir, okay?
Thank
Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Yes.
I'm still here, sir. I'm trying to get you processed into getting transferred over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, sir. Give me one more moment, okay?
Yes.
finna provide you with a cancellation number. Are you ready?
Hold on. Yes.
It's going to be C as in car.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
234.
Okay.
207. I'm sorry, 270.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now give me 1 second while I get someone that can be able to transfer you, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second, sir, okay? And I'm in
yeah.
the process of transferring you.
Okay.
Oh.